earth, and sky.
It's going to be difficult to be transparent, keep the public well informed, as well as trying to respect the need for industry to recoup a financial investment in nanotechnology.
You are listening to science and policy expert Jennifer Kuzma of the University of Minnesota, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Kuzma spoke with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar about U.S. regulation of nanotechnology, the science of the very small, as it's applied to food and agriculture.
Your research involves the intersection of policy with science, and in this case, with nanotechnology. Now, with regard to agriculture, how would you describe the current level of oversight and regulation of nanotechnology used to grow and produce food?
Well, the first thing I want to say is that nanotechnology is difficult to discuss as one thing. It's an emerging technology or set of applications, tools, and scientific methods to study matter and to manipulate matter at a very small scale, which would be the level of an atom or a molecule. And so when you say what is the level of oversight for nanotechnology, it's very hard to discuss it because it is so broad and it can be applied to a lot of different points in the food sector, from food processing to food production, to the retail side, and actually in the consumer's home as well. So it really depends on the particular nanotechnology product or application as to what the level of oversight is.
So how does the U.S. handle this?
The U.S. really has an oversight system for any technology or any emerging technology that's product-based. So they don't necessarily regulate or oversee the technology, but they regulate the products that are based on that technology. This is very similar to what we did with biotechnology in the mid-'80s, is the U.S. had a philosophy that it was the product that bore the risk and the benefits, not the technology. So it's a product-based regulatory system. So, for example, if you're looking at a nanoparticle that's added to food to maybe deliver vitamins or nutrients, that would be regulated as a food additive by the FDA. It could be considered GRAS or generally regarded as safe, which would require less testing than the actual full food additive petition. If you're talking about a nanopesticide or a very small capsule that holds the pesticide or nanocapsule, that would be regulated by the Environmental Protection Agency under the pesticide law, FIFRA. So it really depends on the product. It's a product-based regulatory system. As such, the current U.S. approach is that we don't need new laws or oversight regimes to handle the products of nanotechnology, but we can use existing laws, regulations, guidance documents that we've used for other types of products that are not based on nanotechnology. So the current level of oversight is really basically stay the course, treat nanoproducts as any other product, and regulate them under existing laws and regulations.
So what are your thoughts on how the oversight's going? Do you think that the public should have concerns about nanotechnology?
There comes a slight problem in treating nanoproducts like regular macro or micro scale products, in that nanoparticles or nanomaterials can penetrate through tissues, biological systems more readily, can penetrate cells, the nucleus of some cells. It really depends on the nanoparticle, but there's kind of an overriding concern among some toxicologists that they really warrant special treatment, these nanomaterials, because of their special and unique properties. In the U.S., our approach to regulation is science-based. And so under existing U.S. Guidance documents and policy documents, the regulatory agencies can really only take a look at the science, the risk-based concerns, as well as the benefits and the costs. Some people feel that some of the ethical and social considerations should also be taken into account when we decide as a society whether to put a product in the marketplace or not. My research actually tries to integrate both the risk-benefit technical concerns with some of these other ethical and social dimensions in evaluating how well oversight systems work.
Do you think the public knows enough to make an informed decision about consuming food made with nanotechnology? And if not, what would it take?
Right. Well, currently it's very difficult to get information about what nanomaterials and what nano food products are out there, or nano agricultural products are out there. Producers or industry groups who are making these products are not required to say that they're using nanotechnology, and they may even. I think there's been a bit of a shift in their thinking, in the sense that first nano was new and exciting, and so they made claims that they were going to use nanotechnology. But now that there's more attention to the oversight and the regulation of it, they're starting to remove those claims and avoid the use of the term. At least that's the shift that we've seen in a few different products. So the public may not know that there's nanomaterials in there. If you go to the various agency websites, they don't necessarily identify the product that they're regulating or reviewing as a nanoproduct, so it's very difficult to figure it out. And there's a third problem that is a really huge problem for any technology or really any product, and that's this confidential business information. Industry has a right to protect its intellectual property. So in a pre-market setting, industry might want a patent on a certain nanomaterial. So when they submit safety studies to a regulatory agency, they can claim a lot of the material in those studies as confidential business information. They may be applying for a patent, or they might just want to keep it as a trade secret. So there's going to be a problem in the sense that, let's say that the government had full transparency and really great websites about what nanoproducts were out there and what materials they were reviewing, there would still be this problem of industry having to protect their confidential business information. So that's going to be a problem that nobody's really been able to solve. And it really spans more than nanotechnology. It spans any product, drugs, devices, biotechnology products, even chemicals.
What's the most important thing that you want the public to know about using nanotechnology for agriculture?
Be aware that nanotechnology is out there. It can have great benefits, but that there will be some risks, inevitably, and that you can't currently get the information that you need to get in order to evaluate those risks and benefits and make your own informed choices. And I think the more people become aware of that dilemma, the more pressure there will be for transparency. And I think ultimately transparency and good regulation will allow the technology to succeed in the long run.
You've been listening to Jennifer Kuzma with the Center for Science, Technology, and Public Policy at the University of Minnesota. Jorge Salazar interviewed her. To subscribe to this and other free science podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird, and you're listening to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
We're at earthsky.org.